respectively studied all the reciters of the Quran, the lovers of the Quran, their parents, their teachers, all the volunteers who are in this program, all the lovers of the Quran who come here to listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum, jamiya wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, this is my third year attending this program. And every year when I come here and listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the mouth of these infallible kids who have a pure heart, strong belief and melodious sound. And then you listen to the sound of these kids, you know the synchronization between the way they recite these words and the meaning of these words are so magnificent that it feels that it is penetrating your heart. Like for example, these kids were reciting Fartaqib. Again and again, three times, they are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We feel that we are in this situation, that we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, oh Allah, give us another chance. Why not today? Why not we listen to these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and change our life? What is mentioned in the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When they are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking that, oh Allah, remove this adab, this punishment from us. Brothers and sisters, we are right now, while we are not listening to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while we are not acting according to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while we are not living in the walaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are the reference of these words that today we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remove this punishment from us. We want to become your true servant. We want to become the true Muslim. We want to become the true followers of Islam. We want to follow your words which are mentioned in the Quran. And Alhamdulillah, we are blessed that these type of gatherings that are commemorated and the people are gathered here to listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know that before that, if you think that what's happening to the Quran, normally in our gatherings, in our whenever we gather together, Quran is actually sidelined. We are not attending, we are not ready to listen to the Quran. We are waiting when Quran is finished and all the stuff is finished, we'll go to the main course. And we think that the recitation of the Quran, listening of the Quran is not that important for us. No, brothers and sisters, Quran is the primary thing that we have to work on. It is the book. It is not one of the most important. It is the book that we have to read. It is the book that has all nothing. It is saying that وَلَا رَبِّ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Everything is there in this book. Whatever we want, whatever is necessary for the humankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that in this book. And Alhamdulillah, these kids, these young people, when they are reciting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a hadith from Imam Jafir Sadiq alayhi salam.
When Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is, this hadith is in Usul al-Kafi. There is a complete chapter in Usul al-Kafi which is named as Faslul Quran. Fadlul Quran.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
There Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam is mentioning that man qara al-Quran wa huwa shabun mu'min. The person who recite Quran and he is like you, he is young and he is reciting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اختلط القرآن باللحمه ودمه. Quran will mix with his blood and himself. Maybe it is a type of a parable. It is a type of a metaphor where the Masum alayhi salam is using the physical body parts, but actually he is meaning that the way we eat food, it becomes the part and parcel of our body. If we listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will become the part and parcel of our soul. And then جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مَعَ الصُّفْرَةِ الْكِرَامِ الْبَرَرَةِ. And these kids, inshallah, they will be the part and parcel. They will be return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Kiram al-Barara. Definitely one of the referent of these Kiram al-Barara is Masumin alayhi salam. And inshallah, we are hopeful that we are able to train and upbring those kids who have this love of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reciting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one part. I am not reciting the complete hadith, but on the other hand, when the kids are important, the people who are reciting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala important, definitely their parents who fulfill their responsibility. One of the responsibility of the parents over their children is that they have to teach them Ta'limul Quran. There are few things which are mentioned in the hadith that is wajib, or one of the responsibilities of the parents is that they have to teach Quran or the recitation of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to their kids. Now, in the hadith, in the same Usul al-Kafi, this same chapter, Fazlul Quran, it is mentioned that one day when Allah, on the day of judgment, when the person who is reciting the Quran, the kids, when they go to in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there are details which are mentioned that Quran said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you should give the special reward to my reciters. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give different rewards to them. At the end, the hadith is mentioned like this: وَيُكْسَى أَبَوَاهُ حُلَّتَيْنِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give whatever it is required, and when Quran is satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to the reciter of the Quran, after that in the hadith Masum is mentioning that وَيُكْسَى أَبَوَاهُ حُلَّتَيْنِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give two special clothes to the parents of these kids. In kana mu'minain, there is one special condition that they should be mu'min, they should be the true believers. If this is the case, summa yuqalu lahuma, and then it is said to them, hadha lima allamtumahu al-Quran. This is for the reason that you taught your kid the Quran and the recitation of the Quran. So alhamdulillah, we are blessed with the parents who took this responsibility and fulfilled their responsibility by sending their children to the recitation of the Quran, learning the Quran, and alhamdulillah, they are reaching a stage where we are hopeful that this Quran will become the part and parcel of their life, their soul, their spirit, and will not have a distance between, or they cannot be separated from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Recite the salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. I know that we have already late from the schedule. Just few points I want to, point-wise, I want to mention to you that how we can create our affinity to the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, brothers and sisters, we have to clearly know that this book, which I said that the book, is different from all the other books. And we have to clearly know that. Some of the time when we start reading the Quran and compare it with the other books, we say that why there is no index, why there is no chapters are there, there is no chapter book, why is it so? No, brothers and sisters, it is something completely different. We have to synchronize ourselves with this book. This book will not synchronize according to what we want. Okay, so we have to synchronize this with this book, and we have to know that it is completely different. When we are reading the different books, it is just a reading. But when we are reading Quran, it is the dialogue between us and Quran. It is not we which are reading Quran. Actually, Quran is teaching us indirectly. And we have to learn from the Quran. And Quran has this responsibility that he will teach us. It will teach us. That's why the first step that I want to mention to you and how to create the affinity with the Holy Quran is that do the tawassul. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask the holy book itself, Quran, ask the Masumin alayhi salam that, O Masumin alayhi salam, O Quran, we want to become closer to you. We want to create an affinity with you. But I myself, when I look at myself, I could not able to do that. But yeah, if you wake me up with your love, with your muhabba, this is possible. And we are closing by to the holy month of Ramadan, which is called the Rabi'ul Quran. This is the spring of the Quran. What is the better time than that? To request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our nights that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the love of Quran. Give us the understanding of the Quran. Give us the opportunity so that we can read the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are doing a lot of other stuff. So the first step is the tawassul of Allah subhanahu to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Second thing that please say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala.
Step is the recitation and the reading. Brothers and sisters, recitation is important. Sometimes we fall into two extremes. There are people who are just reciting and saying that, okay, this is the final thing, the purpose and the goal. There are people who are saying that, no, we have to understand Quran. We have to read the translation. We don't have to read the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, brothers and sisters. There are a lot of riwayat in the Usul-e-Kafi chapter, the same chapter, which is mentioning that the mu'min has the responsibility at least to recite 50 ayat of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on daily basis. I just read one specific sentence from Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. In the beginning when we played the video, I think that we could not able to listen to the words of this great man. But I just want to show you that how much important the recitation is in the words of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. Imam Khomeini say like this, Farzandam. This is a letter written by Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. Imam said that farzandam, my son, ba Quran in buzurg kitab ma'rifat ashna sho. This great book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great book of understanding, you should aware of it. Garche ba qiraatan, just by the recitation. And I'm saying that just by the recitation because of the next sentence of Imam Khomeini Rizwan Ta'ala. Imam said that warahi azan besuye mehboob baskun. This is one of the opportunity, one window towards your mehboob, the one you love. This is a window. This is the opportunity that you have, and you can reach towards your mehboob. Wat tasavvur nakun. Don't think like this. Ke karat bidune marifat asari nadarat. Don't think that if I am reading, I am not understanding it. There is no benefit. I told you in the beginning that Quran is different from all the other books. Okay, so Imam said that don't think like this, that if you are reading without understanding, we are not saying that we should not go towards the understanding. But we are saying that only recitation is also give you the benefit. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim. When the recitation took place, then is the place of the yuzakki and the tazkiyah and the purification. When the recitation is not there, purification is also not there. Imam said that tasavvur nakun qiraat bidun ma'rifat asari nadarat ki in waswasai shaitanas. So this is the shaitan that is want to take you away from the Quran, and he knows that you only need know the recitation, you do not know the meaning of the Quran. So he want to take you away from the Quran with this specific statement and saying to you that, okay, this is an argument presented by the shaitan that if you are not understanding, what's the benefit for reciting? No, the benefits are there. We have to recite it, and it's one of the important things that we have to do it. The third thing is that istima, listening of the Quran. Istima means not just listening, not hearing, but listening. Listen carefully that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِئُوا لَهُ. When the Quran is recited over them, they listen carefully. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When istima took place, when listening took place, then the increase of the iman will also there, and we can understand that. The fourth step is to ponder, to do the tadabbur, tafakkur, understanding. Try to think that what are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to us. Where I have riwayat, la fil qaraati la tadabbura fi. If we have no tadabbur, no pondering in the Quran, that qaraat will not benefit towards you. So pondering is also important. So till now we discussed four steps. Tawassul to the Quran, to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Reading, listening, pondering upon it. The last and the most important thing, we can discuss in detail, but right now I'm just summarizing and summarizing one point, is that we have to synchronize our belief system, our inclinations and our actions according to the what is mentioned in the Quran. If we want to become the true Muslim, if we want to become the true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want to become the true lover of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to become like this. It is not possible that we are saying that we believe in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but our actions are completely 180 degree opposite to what is mentioned in the Quran. So for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the inclination, Allah says, Yuhibbullahul Muhsineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will like those people who do the ihsan. in all yuhibbullah al-muttaqin, for example, these things are there. So I have to know that my inclinations should be towards those people who are muttaqin, towards those people who are mu'mineen, towards those people who are abideen. The surah reciting by some of the sisters, that where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning some of the attributes of the mu'minat, sahihat, abidat, these are the attributes that we are looking for, our inclinations towards these people. And on the other hand, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying la yuhibbu dhalimeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not like those people who are oppressors, those people who are doing something against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not like this. So we should become like this. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking something in Quran, we have to compare our actions, our belief systems and our inclinations, and try to synchronize these two things. When we are able to do that, then we can say that we are becoming the true followers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are becoming the true followers of Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. And I end my speech with the saying of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Recite a salawat. Allahumma. إِذَا الْتَبَسَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ فِتَنْ فَقِتِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. When you are covered with the darkness of ignorance, misguidance, all these things which are happening towards us, when we are in the mid of the Western civilization, when we are not finding anything, when the understanding the reality is quite difficult due to this darkness of ignorance and the new era of the ignorance that we are living in, the light which is mentioned by Imam Ali alayhi salam is that فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْقُرْآنِ, that you have to attach yourself, you have to connect yourself to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are able to do that, then we can save ourselves from these darkness. And if we, na'udhu billah, couldn't able to do that, we won't be able to survive in the midst of this darkness of ignorance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that bil Quran, with the help of the Quran, bil wasila of the Quran, with the help of Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, make us the true followers of Quran and Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. Recite aloud salawat. Allah.